Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
If you know you only have 10 minutes of solid conversation, give your spouse, your husband or your wife, the full 10 minutes. That's why I like FaceTime, because you can't cheat.
This is Focus on the Family Minute with Gary Thomas.
Look at each other face to face, and it's better to say, I'm yours for this amount of time, and then, you know, I'm tired and I got to go off. And one woman said her husband would call her when she was at work, and she would just be up front. Hey, babe, I've got 5 minutes before I have to be in this meeting, but I'm all yours for 5 minutes. And so she would listen and engage. And I think that's where just be intentional when you are communicating, and then just admit when you're at the end. For Baron and Christine, a high-low was really helpful to set up their conversation. What's the high point? What's the low point?
More from Gary at FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
The Rest of the Story. The motion picture, The Conqueror, will never be remembered among the shining hours of Hollywood history, and yet if movie stars had the power to make a lousy film into a legend, these stars would have done so. John Wayne and Susan Hayward, Agnes Moorehead and Dick Powell, Pedro Amendariz, they all starred in The Conqueror. Beyond this, they had another something in common. They died of cancer. Why? Nobody can say for sure. Not ever for sure. And yet these five had something in common aside from the movie that united them and the way they died. You may only think that you know the rest of the story. The Conqueror told the story of Genghis Khan, Hollywood style, complete with a red-haired Tartar princess and a geographical stand-in for the Gobi Desert. It was a dusty patch of Utah outside St. George. The red sand was a plague on the Utah shoot. It clung to everything, including clothing and skin and food. And there was something else which made the red sand even less desirable. You could find it with a Geiger counter. For you see, about a year before that shooting began, in May of 1953, an atom bomb had been detonated above ground in Nevada. A test explosion and a freak wind had swept the fallout toward Utah's Escalante Desert. Nobody thought much of it at the time. This was 40 years ago, after all, and the medical hazards of radioactivity were not yet fully understood. But now let's flash forward. Less than a decade has passed since the making of The Conqueror. Already Dick Powell is dead. Lymphatic cancer. Pedro Amendariz, same diagnosis. Only he has shot himself to death after hearing the word incurable. A little more time passes. Agnes Moorehead dies. Cancer. As people began making The Conqueror connection, Susan Hayward starts getting nervous. She'd worked on that picture also. Sure enough, in 1975, she is dead of cancer. Followed 4 years later by John Wayne. More than a coincidence, many said. These five distinguished actors had eaten radioactive dust for the duration of The Conqueror shoot. It had blown in their faces and up their noses and into their food, and now they were all gone, the victims of basically the same disease. And what I'm about to say is not meant to diminish anything that I've said already. But there is one thing more that you ought to know. For quite some while now, folks have been associating the cancer deaths of the Hollywood stars aforementioned with their one-time proximity to a nuclear test site. And yet, if this undeniable fact is to be included among their closing credits, it ought not be forgot that there was another fatal connection between John Wayne and Susan Hayward and Agnes Moorehead and Dick Powell, and Pedro Amendariz. a simple, sad something in common that put them all directly at ground zero. Something called two packs a day. Could mean nothing at all, but at least now when someone offers another theory, you'll be able to tell them the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by Slow Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on the right choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Sound Off. If your ears are not being deceived, this isn't Karen Veeley. This is Eric Gorham. You all know who I am, and I'm filling in while she's out on assignment. Real quick, before we go to our next guest, I just want to let you know, I got a phone call this morning from the Steve Hilton campaign, and he is going to be here next Friday in Paso Robles. I'll release more information. I can't promise this, but I'm hoping to have him or somebody from his campaign on the radio on Tuesday. I'm waiting for the exact flyers, but it should be a general admission event, just as a town hall starting around 6 o'clock. I'm not going to release where it's at yet. But just something to look forward to. Maybe if you want to come out, you want to... I know Steve loves to do a little 20-minute speech, and then he'll do about a half an hour to an hour of Q&A. He actually enjoys the Q&A more than he does speaking. So that'll be an event. There'll also be a high donor event going on right before that. So if anybody's interested in that, you can reach out to me. And as always, my number is 805-286-2355. You can call me, get me on the phone, and I'll get you that information. But I know it's a little late. You know, we knew he was coming, and it's kind of gone back and forth. But I'm told by 2 o'clock today I should have all the information in my hands. So let me know. And we have Sylvia Dodd from the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Advisory Foundation. And I've been talking to Sylvia for a little while, and I never knew quite everything they actually do and how they help the sheriff's department. You guys do quite a bit.
Yes, we do a lot for the community, and that's worked. Yes, we helped the sheriff's department under Ian Parkinson. When he became sheriff in 2011, we created the Sheriff's Foundation. He focused, even then, what he wanted to do, and we traveled that way. He wanted to let the community know that the sheriffs were out there for them, that he was an elected official, that he works for the individuals who live in San Luis Obispo County, both north and south. At this time, I'll give you a little preview of some of the things we've done. And a lot of these things, people kind of look at it, and it is on county property, but it's been community money, donations, supporters, philanthropists have helped with that. Back in 2011, when the sheriff came in, he made a couple of vows, and it's taken a long time, but it's come through with some of these, he's very transparent. One of the first things that he wanted to do was put in a coroner's unit, which is over by Arrow, by the airport. For years, we did not have a coroner's unit. It went to Reese Mortuary, then it went to Sierra Vista, which meant if you had a loved one that had to be transported there, they were handled all the way and not with the care that the family would appreciate. So he says, I'd like to have a coroner's unit. So he said, foundation, how do we get that done? We raised and donated $30,000. And then the people who owned the building donated another $30,000 to do the TI improvements. That coroner's unit is state-of-the-art. It's not the biggest one in the area. But if you go there, the families are taken care of. They can see what's going on. They're told about the situation, and they feel comfortable with something that's not pleasant. The other thing that was big for our county is Sheriff Ian Parkinson had the first, he was a forefront thinker. He brought in the behavioral health unit, which is the hospital at at the jail. With that hospital, between the two of us, we went out to large philanthropists in the county and said, we need a hospital there to take care of the inmates. But what that hospital did, it made it so that a lot of the criminals were not coming back out and disturbing other individuals.
And being having to go to like Sierra Vista or somewhere where you see the two guards, and it probably actually saves us a little money transporting them around and keeping staff inside the county jail instead of having to leave.
Yes, but we had to go to the city council meeting, all the board of supervisors, and talk with them about what we wanted and show them maps, diagrams. It wasn't just from that one meeting. It was over time. So after we had raised the $300,000 from philanthropists in this county who were supporting it, we went to the Board of Supervisors and requested that our foundation handle that $300,000 rather than go through the county. It would take a piece, administrative costs, and then that one.
Well, the county doesn't always spend money as well as you would think they do. Not like a private group that's watching the pennies.
Yes, and we're all volunteers. None of us are paid. It's all done for the community. So we did that. We watched. We kept track of everything. The county said, yes, we'll let the Sheriff's Foundation handle it because our directors either were CPAs, national CPAs, or we had legal counsel, which was very high-end, pro bono. So they gave us the approval to do that. So, of course, it was able to be completed quicker than if the county were handling the construction vendors. Once that was completed, a completion time, and that building was turned over to the county. So when you go to buy the sheriff's department and you see that building, that was not funded by the county. It was funded by the Sheriff's Advisory Foundation. And from the way we raise our money is from membership, which is $125 a year, or corporate sponsors who make donations and continue to supply that over the years. And that started in 2011.
And what if you wanted to be that? What if you want to be a member? What if you want to be a corporate or a sponsor? Is there, where do you go to look into that?
You go to the Sheriff's Advisory Foundation website, the home website, and it'll say how you become a member, or you could call me at my phone number, 805-709-6591. And I have applications in my car.
Nice. All right.
So I see people and I hand them to them. And yes, they get involved, get notices. One of the notices that they'll receive immediately is we're having our annual Sheriff's Family Day at Madonna Meadows. This will be our 30th year. With that, we go out to donors that we've had over the years. We have the funds. We're not a bank, so we make sure those funds are used yearly. What it is, it's at Madonna Meadows, September the 19th, from 10 to 3 this year. It's all law enforcement, helicopters, the whole county gets involved. Totally. Every agency is there. They are very friendly. They want you to approach them. We have Sheriff Woody will be there this year. Under Sheriff Chad Nicholson will be there with Ian Parkinson. They'll be walking around. The children get a free T-shirt with the sheriff's badge on the front and other goodies from the surrounding sheriffs and law enforcement. The helicopter comes. They get to walk through the helicopter. We have the robots there that'll actually come up to the children. And the children will look at this robot and they'll tip their hats for them.
Oh, really?
So it's a lot. It's very, very fun, both for the parents as well. And that's September the 19th, 10 to 3 at Madonna Meadows. We will have the K-9s, Sheriff's Posse, CHP Helicopter, the Sheriff's Bomb Squad, Sheriff's Crime Prevention Unit, the Jaws of Life, the Sheriff's SWAT Team, Search and Rescue. Kids will get, up to the age of 12, will get a free T-shirt. There's no money involved whatsoever. Free hot dogs. We have bicycle raffles, coloring books, badges, and much more. And it's totally a family day. Last year, we had over 3,000. This year, we're expecting 5,000 people to join us.
Nice. And I will say, Our sheriff's department, and I'm sure your group also, there's a lot of outreach in our county. I mean, I look at one thing I think North County loves, and this is usually in early spring, is the rodeo. And I think, you know, what are they doing it for 4 or 5 years now? And the thing about it, what I like, is they've kept it so people, you know, we're not a hugely, not everybody's rich, not everybody has all this money, and they've kept the price very low, so you can bring your whole family out.
$10.
Yeah, a whole $10.
Children are free.
And they've kept that, really, it's a great event. It gets bigger every year. It gets better every year. The skill level in that rodeo has risen every year. And one thing that I noticed, and we were talking about this earlier, but they have these great side-by-sides they run around. And, you know, you hear people go, well, that's a great use of county money, right? But
that's correct.
But who bought those side-by-sides for the sheriff's department?
Those three razors that you see the sheriff's driving, even at the Mid-State Fair, those were donated to the out of the Sheriff's Foundation's money. And I'll tell you, those three razors cost $100,000. And we've been established since 2011. So that's built up of funds over the years. So when you see those at the Sheriff's Rodeo or the Mid-State Fair, that's not a county purchase.
Right.
But we turn around, donate it, and of course they have to put the sheriff's logo on it, and then they go forth. If you see at the rodeo or even at the family day, both will have corporate sponsor banners. Those are the people that donate corporations, both entities for the Sheriff's Rodeo and the Sheriff's Family Day will donate so that it is free to the community, or $10 for the Sheriff's Rodeo. And everything else is paid by those individuals and corporate sponsors.
No, mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's awesome. And I just wanted to bring that up because I think people look, oh, they used county money for that, and it's like, no, they didn't. There's a lot of people I don't think realize that this, you know, your group's there and what they're doing and how much money you've actually put into the community, and it comes from people just like that are listening. That's why I brought up, you know, the sponsorships and how to be a member, because all this happens because of the people listening to this show and all over the county that they care. And they're doing it. And we do that as a community. And this is a great group that I don't think a lot of our listeners realize how much they do and what they've given to the county, especially, you know, in regards to the sheriff's department, all the different resources you've helped them attain. And that's, you know, I think a pretty good thing. So I think we have a good show here. I mean, I want to kind of showcase the fact of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, it's community.
Right.
It is community because even though I'm a director on that, the board of directors, we have no pay whatsoever. We have no real overhead whatsoever so that all that money can go out. I'm going to touch on something. When our sheriff came in, he started asking us for, when I say asking us, he has to submit a request letter. It's not a matter, sign a check and give me the money. But he requested that we, when he first came in, the evidence barn, if you want to call that, at the sheriff's station, was pretty shabby, old. And in that, all the evidence that they accumulated over the years were like file boxes. He asked us if we could donate funds, which means membership and sponsors, to get a new building. Yes, it's metal. Then he said, at the same time, will you get us a computer system? On that computer system, he had his evidence people start categorizing every box. One of them, which was extremely important to our county, was Christian Smart. So he took all evidence collected over the years, categorized it on a computer, and then those boxes became drawers with lock and key so that no one could touch that evidence. And every time he picked up something, it went in that evidence box and it was categorized under Christian Smart. Christian Smart, our county was the unsolved mystery every year, top unsolved mystery. Well, you could see where that went with that, because it finally got solved. The reason it got solved, it took a lot of people thought it took too long to solve it. Well, most of the people that were at Cal Poly were Cal Poly age and have now graduated all over the county. The sheriff had to get warrants at every state to talk to those adults now to have a professional job. He had to go to that, work that out, get that information, come back with it, categorize what he heard, or if they knew anything. What happened at that time is he also needed forensic tools, things that the county doesn't supply. They supply him with what they need to be a sheriff, but not to go on to that. So what happened with that, he kept following Paul Flores. This is in the paper. Paul Flores lived in Inglewood. He created a felony against himself for having a gun without a permit. Once he did that, that's a felony. Our sheriff went down there, Sheriff Ian Parkinson, because if you commit a felony, they can swab you for DNA. They never had a swab of Paul Flores.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So that was the beginning. So yes, it took time. And then at that time when he started doing that, he could start doing more things and inquiring. And then, of course, bringing in our DA, Dan Dowd, at a later date. And this is public. What happened, there was a young lady who was a teen at the time. And she was sitting at the skate park in San Luis Obispo. A little older person sat next to her and happened to be Paul Flores. She had her little boom box. You think back how many years that was. Mm-hmm. She had her little boom box, and they were talking about the Christian Smart. That event happened at that time. He admitted to her that he killed her. And for years, she did not say anything. She picked up her boombox, and she finally, when Ian was opening that up, she came forth. It's in the logs of the criminal, trial. She came forth. They asked her why she waited so long. She was concerned that Paul Flores would hunt her down. But now that they knew that they had something.
Right. And we'll be right back with more Sound Off. And honestly, it looked like Paul Flores did a few other things to a few other women. Kind of a heinous person, but we don't need to get into all that at this point. But we'll be right back with more Sound Off after these words from our sponsors.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending lower and the Dow retreating and snapping a five-session winning streak as investors monitor the latest developments in the Middle East while digesting a fresh crop of earnings reports and awaiting the July jobs report, which will be released tomorrow morning. Anxieties about the AI trade reemerge with an AI software and storage sell-off. Shares of SanDisk fell 7%. The memory card maker's disappointing outlook overshadowed strong results for its fourth quarter. Shares of SpaceX rose 6% over 900 million shares held by insiders and early investors unlocked today, allowing them to sell their stock. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Chevron, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, United Health Group, and Caterpillar. The Dow down 464 points, the Nasdaq lower by 15, S&P 500 down 14. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Sound off lines are open at 238-5775. 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
And welcome back to Sound Off. Again, my name's Eric Gorham. We have Sylvia Dodd from the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Advisory Association. We've been talking about quite a few things and kind of letting you know what they do, how they assist the sheriff in quite a lot of ways, and especially with finances, etc. But what's some stuff, Sylvia, that people here in North County might notice that's going on?
Oh, this is a big one. And I live in South County, but this is amazing. Is your Templeton, Cal Fire, and the Sheriff's Substation. That has opened up. And I know Cal Fire has been involved with some of the fires in your area up here.
Oh, yeah.
Because you didn't have that. You had the volunteers, and they work by grants, and of course they're volunteers, and there's some delays. But we got involved with that. And I think later on we'll get more involved, because even though they have that open, the sheriff will ask us when his dispatchers are there. They may need other things to operate. So then we're open to let us know what we can do for the Templeton community, because that's important to have both South County and North County looked after. When he came into office, that was his big thing, is to open the counties, that his presence in both counties, not just strictly San Luis Obispo, which would always been the target. So that is open now, and you're seeing the evidence of that. The other thing we have coming up is now it's on the drawing board, and it is public, that he's going to be opening a substation in the Pomo.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Same thing. So that there's a present in North and South for fire and for safety.
We do actually have a call. It's, good afternoon, and thanks for calling in the Sound Off.
Hey, I've never heard of this organization, but it sounds great. But how do they get all this money to be? I missed that.
Well, we get the funds are from your pocketbook, sponsorship pocketbooks. Doesn't that come from the county?
I didn't give it to you.
I think it's donations. They're getting is donations.
But if you were a member and you became a member, your membership every year gets into an account. We have line items account, appropriated funds, different things for the canines. Maybe they need things. We have a lot of Grover Beach has one. Rio Grande PD has said we would like to be involved because they also have needs. It's not just the sheriff. It's the whole county. But it comes from membership. I'm a member. It's $125 a year. Corporate sponsors have different levels. So we're not just, it mounts up. When you work, and you collect coin and you put it in a dish over the years, you're going, how much money do I have? It's the same thing. It's a collecting of citizens wanting to contribute and keep it going. But that's how we get our funds. We have paid employees. None.
Can we have a conversation?
Pardon?
I would... I have a question.
Yes.
I've never heard of you. I wonder how many other people have never heard of this organization.
You're right. They haven't, because everything they see that goes out in the community, like I said, some of the equipment, they think the county supported that. We've done a lot of funding, but the bike program, the youth summer program, we go on and on for, and a lot of it he wants out into the public. But the things that we, if when I say every agency, Royal Grande, Grover Beach just got their motorcycle. They get their motorcycle, that came from contributions. They put the city logo on it, people think the city bought it or purchased it.
Yeah, well, I was glad to hear that about the side-by-sides. I mean, that the $100,000, that's not pocket change
for
very many people.
No, but this started under Ed Williams, Sheriff Ed Williams of the county. And then gradually it started to grow. He was a council. When Ian came in, we made it a foundation. Then we could go out and really ask for contributions. All those funds get used for the county, citizens, or law enforcement. Other law enforcements do request funds from us.
Well, this is great.
Yes, and that's why I'm speaking today.
Right.
And I go speak in the community, different areas, and they're surprised because everything that we contribute for any agency has to have the city logo or the county logo because it's for that law enforcement, Atascadero. We've helped them up here. You know, this is where we help. Sometimes we don't realize. We think, okay, we'll donate this or not us. Yes, us individually, but it's cumulative. We had that big shootout up here in your, near the Raven Ranch up here in the river there.
Yeah, right.
But the year before that, our sheriff came to the foundation, said, the county does not provide flak jackets for my sheriffs. So what it is, that's why he's expanding more, because he's getting the equipment that you help purchase with donations and membership. So we donated those flak jackets. Did we know that that would save so many of those sheriffs and PDs up here when that shooting was going on? And it actually took down a Royal Grande police officer, Mike Smiley. But the other fellas, one of them got wounded in the leg. But other than that, the other ones were protected with the flak jackets that he requested. You never expect to use them. But when they're there to be used, they're there. Here's the funny one. This is funny. One time he came to us. We're citizens. So we may have a knowledge of what our sheriff does for protection. He came to us and asked us for night goggles for his canine. Night goggles? What's for? Think about a deer in headlight. The canines are an additional officer. That's how he can get an additional officer. When they go out, most people are more afraid of the canine than the gun. He said, well, you know, people put a flashlight in the canine's eyes. So we contributed through our whole meaning of the county and the community to purchase night goggles for the canines. And then the other one was the county does not provide medical for the canines. He came and asked us for dental work for one of his canines, had a toothache. I mean, we helped contribute that. We collectively, citizens and sponsors. So it goes on that it's not just the heavy duty, the razors side by side, but help them that way. We have a bike program. They're not stolen bikes. We go out in November. We don't ask any questions, and it's a giveaway. The inmates work on the bikes. They're not stolen bikes. I pick up little bone bikes. Someone has one out for the trash, and it's broken. The seat's gone. I take it to the sheriff's. If I found one up here, you take it to the Templeton office. You just go in there, knock on it, say, I have a bike for donation. They take it down to Kansas. This is how he's trying. He started doing these programs so the inmates could learn how to have something to come out with. They get credentials from the bike program that they know how to fix a bike, paint it, adjust it for the family bike day. It's every November. All someone has to do is put their name, address, boy, girl, size of their bike, age. No other than that. And then December, we have the bike program at Kansas. They come and pick up the bike. Again, no questions asked. The Boys and Girls Club of Oceano get about 30 bikes yearly. Someone comes with a ranch truck, takes the bikes down there. If the parent comes up, the bikes are there.
All righty, sir. Do you have any more questions while we're at it?
Well, it sounds like they were responsible for this Kristen Smart conviction.
We were not responsible for that. I won't take credit for something we didn't do. Okay. All we did was give the sheriff tools, and then he worked with Dan Dow, who took it from there. And we, you know, the law is on the side of each one of us. Until they have enough to show that you're proven guilty, you're not proven. So it took that long. But like I said, it was a lot of work, and we provided some of the tools so they could go into the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all public knowledge when they came out with that. Now he's going forward more because he wants to help the family have peace.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, sir.
Sure.
And then, let's give the website while we're out here.
The Sheriff's Advisory Foundation has a public website for every individual. I can show you what we do, how you get a hold of us. It's Sheriff's Advisory Foundation. You go to our home site, the website. It tells you our activities, shows events, sponsorship, membership, what we do, when we provide our programs. There's also, if you wanted to, you could go on the Sheriff Ian Parkinson's website. It's a free website, San Luis Obispo Sheriff Ian Parkinson's website. You go on there, doesn't cost you a thing, you become part of it, and it's on your phone, and it gives you all details that you can look up help. You'll get emails from him, alerts about floods, the wind, outages, everything. I have it on my phone. It's totally free. It's for the community.
All right. And then, so back to the bike thing, just real quick. Is that Honor Farm that does that, or is that the inmate? I know I see the bikes over by the Honor
Farm. That's the Honor Farm.
Okay.
In fact, I was just there yesterday seeing the deputy who handles that. And what they do is they have those bikes. They start working them the time they come in. They strip them down. They rebuild them. They clean them up, put the seats. It's the little bikes. And then they get them ready for Christmas. So they're working all year long to come up to Christmas to do that, to supply that. Our foundation, when they started doing that, was in the graphics area. They're the graphics area of the sheriffs that put the sheriff star on the razors, anything like that. Anything that the sheriffs need to be painted, the cars, the sheriff's logo, they do that.
Okay.
Ian Parkinson got the idea to start involving inmates to do that so they could learn a skill. But what he did before that, he said, he came to our foundation, will you give us a security camera? They didn't have a camera in that room because it's a non-carrying officer gun. He doesn't carry a gun. So we got them the camera because he wanted be sure, since they had inmates in there, they had people looking at. So our foundation provided that. We also provided the graphics machine. They needed updated so they could do that and teach inmates different things. So now they can work with both male and female inmates. Then when they get through, they get a credential saying that they have a skill to do graphics, a certificate. So if they get out, they can go look for a job. Some have successfully found jobs.
All right.
And
perfect. No, that's interesting. I always knew they had the program, but you don't really think about it. You know what I mean?
You don't. That's why I talk through the whole county. If someone wants me to talk, I talk.
Right. And I think to the last caller's question, he's like, oh, I've never heard of that. And that's exactly why I wanted you to come on here to kind of share this with North County, share it to the listeners, because I know that you're always out in the community taking these opportunities to show off what you guys do and to wrangle up new people and volunteers and corporate sponsors and members, and I think that's an important thing. Go ahead.
Our foundation is on Facebook. If you look us up, and you'll see things there, and of course the sheriff's on there. Right now, we're talking about the Sheriff's Family Day.
Right. And that's coming up in September. Is that when that was?
Yes.
September 19th.
At Madonna Meadows, which right now has horses on it because they're having all types of horses out there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little while ago, it was a zoo. They have quite a bit going on there. Now, you've noticed, I've driven, you know, I've never gone to the family day. I've thought about it multiple times. And I drive by it. You can't miss it when you drive by. It's a big to-do out there, and there's a lot of people. And you were saying you guys expect even bigger crowds this year.
Yes, because we're asking for the crowd.
Right.
And then we want them to come.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with our last segment of Sound Off. Stay tuned. And if you have any questions, we need to hear from you in this next 15 minutes.
Propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online deltaliquidenergy.com. We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect, and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Welcome back to Sound Off. We're with Sylvia Dodd, and we are talking about We're talking about the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Foundation. And one thing I had heard about, I don't know if it's true, I don't know, but the sheriff, they have a plane now, or they've had one, but what's the story with that?
The sheriff, our sheriff, is very resourceful. Yes, I said he asks us for funds for instruments or equipment and other agencies as well that they need that's not supplied through regular county or city. He also is very involved with the other sheriffs in our state of California. There's 58 sheriffs in every county.
And they actually have a great association.
Yes, they have a sheriff association, so they talk with each other. Well, Sam, Los Angeles is a big county, a huge county. Mm-hmm. We're a rural community. He talked to the sheriff down there, and they were getting a new plane. So Sheriff Ian Parkinson, he's done this with other equipment, but this was a big one. He asked the sheriff, could I have your old plane? It's like buying an old Volkswagen, if you want to say that. So he had it trailered up here. He brought it up here, put it in San Luis Obispo at the airport. It took 5 years to get it to running condition. So he came to our foundation. He asked us if we would help hold a fundraiser and have some community people come to donate to restore this plane. And new seats, paint. You know, he had the graphics. Like I said, he had a graphics department that can do the logos afterward and help do painting. But it was the mechanical stuff to get the plane up to date, even though it's like I said, an old used Volkswagen, but he wanted to bring it up to date.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest expense for a plane like that is the camera. That's what surveillance is. The camera adds weight to the plane. So you have to balance the plane to carry that extra weight. And it's not just a camera that like you and I would pick up and start snapping pictures. We're talking a camera. The reason he wanted this, not to get in the plane to have him go someplace, that was if something happened in our community, a disaster. He could get in that plane and they could take photos of what's going on and see what's going on. And he can help navigate his deputies to what he sees that they can't see on the ground. Plus, it gets them there right away. Now, North County's having a new airport. You know, things like that. So he'll be able to use that airport with the expansion if he needs to be there
right
for a disaster to protect his community.
Uh-huh.
So, but he's done that. He also is very resourceful. Is when they had the Ponga boats coming out here.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Did they get to reuse any of that? I was the rumor going down there, man, going, that's a lot of money they leave on the side of the beach, you know?
You know what happened is, yes, he dispelled all the cannabis coming onto our county because of being ready, but he did not have the equipment to go out to sea. Mm-hmm. He had one boat, you know. But didn't have the equipment. So when he got there, he sees these Ponga boats, which are evidence, and he can take into property management. But they had nice big engines.
Oh, they had massive. Yeah, those things were incredible. I remember seeing pictures of them going, man, I'd love to have one of those. Those things must move across the ocean.
What he did is he took the engines and he used it to find a way to equip some boats and take the pilot boats and do them over with the sheriff logo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he was able to work out at sea.
Oh, nice.
So it didn't cost the citizens any money. But that's how resourceful he is.
Right. And yeah, I don't mean to keep bringing this up, but I just remember we had that for a while. It was like, seemed like once a week or more, we were having these Ponga boats show up, and I remember just seeing the pictures going, those things must, I mean, they would have like 6-8 engines running across the back, these giant Evinrudes, I mean, just giant, those things must go, I don't know, I mean, they must move, and I just remember, they must be bringing enough drugs that they can throw all that away, and it doesn't matter.
That's correct.
So
being our resourceful sheriff, he went and grabbed them, so that they could be as fast as the Ponga boats.
Right.
And that's what dispelled them coming for our Central Coast waters.
Yeah, go somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah. They went other places.
And I think if they were smart, they wouldn't have just left the boats on the beach. But anyway, I don't want to teach criminals how to be criminals, but if those boats weren't sitting there, we wouldn't have gone, huh, why are these boats here?
And you see, I'm looking over, you just brought something to mind to me. One of the things, not one, but a topic that the sheriff, he's publicly said, I do not want gangs from Monterey, Santa Maria, Salinas in our area. That's why you see the Sheriff's Templeton office and the Pomo office. In the Pomo, he had on his sheriff's trucks gang task force put on it. So they knew in South County that he was aware that they're around. He just remodeled the Oceano station because he thinks that's a good presence for our community.
Nice.
And he said, I don't want any of the gangs. I want our kids not to be to see it and have to go around it. So he's kept the things he would say from 2011 when he came in. That was the focus, Christian Smart, safety in the community, expanding the sheriff's protection and safety in our county. That's your Templeton office, now you're to Pomo, Cal Fire in both places. And like I say, the plane, he has other things down the way, but of course it takes time. So we started in 2011, we're in 2026. So it's not something that just asks for everything every day.
Yeah, the money has to come in, it has to accumulate, and then
exactly
find the best things to spend that on.
So again, I will say if you're that interested, go onto the website, the Sheriff's Advisory Foundation website, look at what we do, or go on to SLO County, Sheriff Ian Parkinson's website. Both, the website for the sheriff is totally free. I have it on my phone. I suggest to people they do because it gives you information that you have access to. You'll get warnings. When I say warnings, big waves coming in.
Get a little bit of everything on
everything.
There. Right.
There are media people will put that out there. Warning, winds, water, fires, closures.
So we got a few minutes left. What's something we haven't talked about? What haven't we touched on that might be kind of a feather in you guys' cap that the community may want to know you helped with and how you're assisting our sheriff?
Oh, the feather in our cap. They start with little feathers. It's like being I was a Girl Scout.
All right.
So every time you did something, you got a badge.
Mm-hmm.
So every time we did that, it's the same thing. We got a badge.
Right.
And it felt good as a community member and a citizen. And when the sheriff sees us, they know they have the support of the community. That's the biggest thing,
mm-hmm.
Support of the community. But do come to Sheriff's Family Day to show your support to all law enforcement in the county, all agencies.
And there's all kinds of, you're going to have ambulances there. There'll be some of the faster police cars, some of the kind of show pieces, a helicopter.
The Viper will be there.
The Viper will be there. I only ever see it at the fair, so I guess it shows up in San Luis Obispo too.
Yes, it shows up in San Luis Obispo, but they use it more for show.
Right.
That Viper, again, was, it was a drug car.
Okay.
When it was confiscated, Ian brought it in. He says, now what am I going to do with this car? He had it repainted.
Yep, got that paint job.
Got that paint job. The graphics department put on the logo. And he has it both at Mid-State Fair. He'll have it there at Family Day. The kids get inside of it. They take pictures. And they do that.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying. But he reuses. He's very resourceful that he reuses.
And he has his posse there? You got the guys out there on their horses? Or
we'll have the posse.
All right.
We'll have Heat. Heat was very instrumental. It's horse emergency evacuating team.
Okay.
Heat's big in North County. When they had the fires up here, these are volunteers. If you had a fire at your ranch, maybe over in one trailer, Heat would come in and move all your horses out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're totally volunteers.
Nice.
Your horse got stuck in mud, they have the equipment to put this, it looks like all this
like
big
harness or something.
Harness,
yeah.
And they're totally for the community. That, and then you have your other agencies are out here that show up during disaster, all volunteers. It's all volunteer.
Real quick, why don't you give us that website again and tell us the name of the organization?
Sheriff's Advisory Foundation, and our website is, you can go on Sheriff's Advisory Foundation home website. The other one is you can go on Sheriff Ian Parkinson's website. It's all free to the community.
All right, Sylvia. Well, thank you for coming
this
in. I think you shared quite
KPRL
a bit that our
was brought to you by
listenership
Control,
didn't know.
Specializing in dryer vent cleaning. Don't overwork your dryer or let your vent start a fire. Contact Dylan at lintpatrolca.com or call 805-975-5176.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 2 o'clock.